Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. In my last podcast, I talked about how difficult it is to make changes that will benefit our animals. And this is true even if we really love them. It's still very, very difficult for us to change ourselves first or to change our beliefs in order to help them. And I don't think there's any place where the results of this problem are so glaring than all of those millions of companion animals who are medically overweight and obese. It certainly isn't because we don't love our animals, and it certainly isn't because the majority of us are so stupid we don't realize the fundamental truth. That if we want an animal to lose weight, we simply cut back on the amount of food we feed them and we increase the amount of exercise. It's a no-brainer, right? Well, it would be a no-brainer if you were looking at this strictly from the physical side of the problem. But it denies the reality as well as the strength of the behavioral and bond side of this problem. On any given day, I can drive into my little town, and if I go through the drive-thru at the bank, a nice teller there will give my dogs a treat. If I stop and get gas at a particular gas station, that person will also give the dogs a treat. There are even toll booths on the interstate system where the person manning the booth will give my dogs a treat. So we have all of those people out there who are giving treats to our pets as a form of marketing. They want the animals to like them. They want us to think well of them. And certainly, just as complimenting our kids will ensure our friendship, so will giving dogs a treat do the same thing. Some veterinary practices also give out treats and also recommend using food for training, even though these are the same people that tell us our dogs are too fat, that it's risking or already contributing to arthritis and heart problems and diabetes and a multitude of medical sins. So why do we do it? Well, we do it because eating is not just a mechanical act. It's a social act. It's an emotional act. And the more emotion we attach to the act of eating, to the act of giving food, communion, Thanksgiving, think of how much of our holidays revolves around food, giving it, receiving it, eating it. The more emotion we put into these processes naturally, since so many of us consider animals members of the family, we're going to project that same emotion on our feeding practices with them. So it's not a simple matter of just cutting back on the food or cutting out the treats. It's all about having to redefine what food means to us and redefine what feeding the animal means to us. And this problem is so monumental, so deeply, deeply entrenched in our society, and so highly reinforced across the board, it's not something that we should try to change overnight. If we have animals who are overweight and we want to get the weight off, we have to start small. Maybe giving half a treat instead of a whole treat for as long as it takes us to feel comfortable with that. And then after we're comfortable with that, then we give a half of that treat. And we make a special effort to keep our pets away from those people who want to give them treats. And if we mess up, if Aunt Hattie stops in unexpectedly, and she brings her famous double Dutch chocolate cake, and she drops a piece on the floor for the dog, don't make a big deal of it. Just accept it and make a note of it so that you can head Aunt Hattie off the next time. I know one person who enlisted a compulsive treat giver into her own program to get her pets more healthy. She actually asked this person to look up some tasty, low-calorie treats for her pet and to prepare them. She said she would love that would be the best birthday present her friend could give her. These healthy, low-calorie treats. that she and others could give the pets. And not only would the animals be healthier, but every time she fed one of these treats, she would think of her wonderful friend and how helpful she'd been. But that's what it's all about, starting small, making tiny little changes that we can live with, and then building on them over time. Our pets didn't gain all that weight overnight, and they're not going to lose it overnight. So think small to reap big rewards.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.